there's nothing like a teenager to tell the adults that they're full of it and make fun of all of their rhetoric. Let's listen to Greta Thunberg speaking at last week's Youth for Climate Summit.
There is no planet B. There is no planet blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. This is not about some expensive, politically correct green act of bunny hugging or blah, blah, blah. Build back better, blah, blah, blah. Green economy, blah, blah, blah. Net zero by 2050, blah, blah, blah. Net zero, blah, blah, blah. Climate neutral, blah, blah, blah. Our hopes and dreams drown in their empty words and promises. Of course, we need constructive dialogue, but they've now had 30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us? Over 50% of all our CO2 emissions have occurred since 1990, and a third since 2005. If this is what they consider to be climate action, then we don't want it.
So there were a lot of digs in there, Tom. She mocks Joe Biden, Boris Johnson, Narendra Modi, no major world leaders were spared there. I heard lots of buzzwords that I'm certainly guilty of throwing around. What do you make of Greta's latest speech? Has her message evolved from what we've previously heard? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I say this as someone who is the target of some of her jibes. I use those words too. And I say she's absolutely right. I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for that view. We've talked a big game. The nations are going to COP and talking about reducing emissions by 30-40% by 2030. Global emissions are on track to rise by 16% by 2030. 2030 is 8 years away. 8 years. She's absolutely right to ridicule the hot air that all of us have been guilty of emitting on this issue. If you just care about emission reduction, it ain't happening. And I think you're perfectly right to point that out. Now, you know, she does mention constructive dialogue. I think the thing that Greta's missing, and this is perfectly natural and normal for someone who is focused on what she's focused on, which is results. This is hard. Reducing emissions by 40% by 2030 is almost impossible. I think we should do it. It's all hands on deck. I've been advocating that our societies should be making the kind of effort that we saw countries like the US and Canada making to prepare for World War II. When the U.S. prepared for World War II, it turned its industry on its head. It had an enemy to go after, rah, 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 waved the flag, and they got it done. They turned their industry around in 18 months. That's the kind of effort I advocate we need to do, no question. And I think Greta's absolutely right in demanding it. And until we get it, it's blah, blah, blah.